Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is Valueside Midday. Here in the U.S., it's a sea of red. More of that coming up in a moment. But first, an Evergrande update. Well, for some of us, the unfolding crisis that is Evergrande is giving a unique inside view of the workings of the Chinese society. Evergrande, as you may know, is one of China's largest real estate firms. But what many of us, including myself, really didn't realize is the central role that real estate plays in concentrating the wealth of the nation. In China, it's as if the stock market, the bond market, money markets, and precious metals were all rolled up into one. Real estate, you see, is the one area of investment for the average Chinese. Nearly three-quarters of their wealth is tied up in real estate in one way or another. In the United States of the 1920s, it was the crash of the stock market, which represented only a small fraction of America's wealth, which was able to send this country into its most significant depression. How much larger would a Chinese crash in real estate be for the citizens of China? Yet something akin to that may be what we're looking at now. In the latest report on the new real estate sales, sales in China were down by a whopping 90%. This represents a double whammy in the current crisis, because not only is such a decline a potential threat to each citizen's wealth, but real estate is also the principal collateral for the Evergrande debt. Now, indications are that overnight the People's Bank of China has acted to mitigate this situation by injecting the largest cash infusion in over 7 months. The PBOC added $14 billion U.S. through the overnight repurchase market. It would appear that this is directly aimed at those two big interest payments due early next week by Evergrande. Now, the People's Bank is nothing if not deliberate. And I suspect that step by step, they will gradually work their way through the Evergrande situation. We'll be here to follow it each step along the way. Turning to today, it's a sea of red here in the U.S. In today's mid-session report, it's red every place I look. All market indices are down without a single stock group in the green. Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, all down. Bonds, precious metals, cryptos, also all down so far today. Market breadth shows nearly twice as many issues down as are up. And that's our look at markets at lunchtime. Stay tuned for today's market comment. Well, for Americans, it's a familiar story. A major financial institution that's borrowed to the max is on the verge of going out. And in the process, threatening to take out many of the financial institutions that have supported it. In America, the year was 2008. The institution was Lehman Brothers. For China, the time is now. The institution, Evergrande. And like Lehman, Evergrande's missed debt payments are so large that when they are likely missed next week, they could send the lenders themselves into bankruptcy. That at least is what happened here in this country. These stories of financial excess all have familiar beginnings. A very large financial company is allowed to grow and grow on the back of loans generally provided by a syndicate of major banks. In a favorable business cycle, like America in the early part of this century and China right now, this company grows and prospers. And when times like this are good, they are very, very good. Millionaires are made of upper management, and the arrogance of the company's leadership is palpable. They think they can do no wrong. Strategies which have brought them this far are pushed further and further, until finally, that company finds itself making projects that really don't make any sense financially. For Lehman, those were investments that eventually would not pay. For Evergrande, they are real estate developments that also can't pay. And like a cancer, these non-performing assets build and build. And suddenly in a company where money was no object, suddenly there is little cash flow. the bills mount, and the company's treasurer reports there's no money to meet the bills. And that's where Evergrande is today. In fact, if truth be known, it has been for a month or more. Credit lines are tapped until they too are maxed out. It's then that the company begins to try to sell assets, anything to generate cash. We talked about Evergrande giving up apartment buildings to its painter last week. That move continues as Evergrande is reportedly putting more and more of its real estate projects up for barter with its largest debtors. Unfortunately, it isn't working. No one wants to have projects which can't make money for Evergrande. Now, one of the biggest tells in our story is that the Chinese regulators are now hip-deep in the troubles of Evergrande. You'll note that earlier this week it was the Chinese authorities who reported that Evergrande will likely miss their next debt payment. Of course, just like Lehman Brothers so many years ago, it is now the regulators who are in charge. Evergrande's management has been told to sit down. That's to be expected when the stakes are this high. And make no mistake, the stakes here couldn't be higher. You see, Evergrande is so large, just like Lehman, that if they go out, they will drag down some of the largest banks and other financial institutions in China. As I say, we're right in the middle of all this now. It's a drama which is playing out over this weekend, and exactly how the Chinese will go from here is unknown. But let me tell you how the Americans reacted back in 08, and perhaps provide some insight into today's developments. For the outside observer, these situations are easy to underestimate. Don't make that mistake. The Lehman Brothers crisis nearly toppled Wall Street. The immediate result was that Citigroup fell into technical bankruptcy and, like dominoes, threatened to push over other firms into default. You see, what Lehman exposed was that the entire American financial sector was overleveraged. They were all living on borrowed money. And if any institution would default, like the proverbial daisy chain, many would follow. Peter was paying Paul, who in turn was paying John. Peter falls, and the rest all follow. Now, it took the direct intervention of the Federal Reserve to prevent a major systemic collapse. And what many have forgotten, that intervention by the Fed continues to this day, over 13 years later. Where do you think this zero interest rate policy came from? Or quantitative easing, the continued purchase of billions and billions of bonds each month? All of it originated with the great financial crisis of 2008. Today, China faces a mirror image of that crisis. Early next week, Evergrande faces two major debt payments. Payments that are so large, they threaten the solvency of the banks who made the loans. Chinese regulators are already on record as having said those payments can't be met. Now, believe me when I say that the entire world is watching what will happen next. It's a moment of high drama and incredible consequence. China must come through. To allow default is unthinkable. At risk is the entire financial system of one of the world's critical economies. We'll continue to watch this most important story as it unfolds. And that's ValueSide for Friday, September 17. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying for those left behind in Afghanistan. Thank you.